This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn, not behind the glass, but with us live in Clearwater, Florida for Phillies spring training. Coverage brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, proud partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Well, we're in Clearwater. It was great getting down here, man. It was a little weird, you know.
That's how you started, a little weird.
It was a little weird.
Well, we had some travel adventures we will get to over the course of this show. But good morning, everyone. Hugh, do you have a Dally Douglas for us?
Yeah, that was it. We just had a weird travel time. You know, that was it. Had a ball getting here, though. Like, you know, I like to travel. You know, I like flying is like one of my favorite things to do. And then, you know, it was like one thing that stuck out to me yesterday right before we took off that really kind of sat with me. Is when they said our flight was delayed because they didn't have enough people at work today. That's a great way to start a flight.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah,
that's a great
just
way
sit
to
there
start
for an hour
flight.
Until we get everyone locked in. Yeah, yeah. We made it though. We are here and we're excited to be here. Phillies playing the Blue Jays later today, so we got a big show. JT Realmuto is going to join us at 12. We'll have Greg Murphy in an hour from now, and T-Mac, Tom McCarthy, will also
T-Mac.
Be with us today, and Hugh. Today's a fun day for us because, well, one, we get to be here.
And it's St. Paddy's Day.
Yes, it's going to be a fun day at the ballpark today. And we're here now, and we're watching the Phillies, you know, warm up and get ready for their game today. And, you know, the trip and being down here and just thinking about this team got me thinking, because we've spent so much time recently talking about the Eagles, and, like, now we're kind of locking in. We're 10 days from opening day here with the Phillies. And, Hugh, it hit me today as we got here and just watching the team, and we're going to talk to JT coming up, that I believe that, I don't know when this happened over the course of the offseason, that we went from wherever we were with the Phillies last summer. I mean, there were a lot of people that thought that Phillies team last year was going to win the whole thing, and they fell off at the end, and then the disappointment there. I understand how the emotions are still, they're there for a lot of people. But, Hugh, I think it's now to the point where we're underrating the Phillies. Like, heading into the season, most conversations about, even this morning on the morning show, they were talking about their offseason. And I saw their poll, and 24% or whatever said they had a bad offseason. Like, there is a sense that I feel that we're now underrating the Phillies, that it's flipped all the way around from they're going to win the World Series and now no one believes in them. I'm looking at power rankings here, and I think sometimes we're too locked in, like, locally. USA Today second, CBS Sports second, Baseball America third, The Athletic third, Fangraphs fourth. They won 95 games last year. I know the playoffs have been disappointing, and last year was really disappointing. But, Hugh, where are you at? The way I feel this morning is I think we've now started to actually underrate them. I don't know what the season's going to be in terms of how far they're going to go, but there's a sense like, nah, they're not that good anymore. They're still a good baseball team. I think we're underrating them, Hugh.
I wouldn't call it underrating them. I would say disappointed is too strong. What's the word that I'm looking for to describe how I feel? Like,
almost guess. Like they got to prove it to you again?
Underwhelmed?
See, that's, you're underrating them. You're underrating them. And the Phillies.
No, see, and I'm going to tell you why. This is how I look at it. I think this is a good baseball team. Are they going to the playoffs? There's no doubt in my mind that they're a playoff contender, especially when you talk about the way that the division is going to shake out. The Mets look like they're better. The Braves are going to be healthy. Those two teams are going to be a problem. But we've seen this before, and I'm not mad at them for not being as optimistic as they have been in the past. I still think that it's still World Series, a bust for them. But it's more tempered because of, I think, the understanding that the fan base knows you didn't do a whole lot. There was a whole lot of conversation in the offseason about what was going to happen. And one of the biggest names that was floated out there was Alec Bohm. Oh, yep. He's not going to be here. Oh, they're going to break up the daycare. All that other good stuff. It didn't happen. So I think that they know it's twofold with this. They know that the fan base is probably not happy is because they didn't do a whole lot in the offseason, and the teams around you have gotten better or healthier, if you will. Mm-hmm. You feel like you have the core group of guys locked in. You just have to figure out the secret sauce to unlock that formula in the postseason. So, long talking a little bit, I think that to say that there's high expectations for this team, but if they fall short, I guess nobody's emotionally invested.
So it feels like the way you're framing it is people have a right to have some skepticism.
Yeah, I'm long talking a little bit, but I understand what you're asking me, but it's not as easy as underestimating the team.
Maybe you aren't, but I do feel a lot of our listeners, a lot of fans are. I think it's almost like we're missing a part of this. Like they were last summer, people thought they were going to win the World Series, mm-hmm. and now the way people talk about them, that they're not good anymore. No, they're still really good. Like I'd be shocked if they're not one of the five or six best teams in baseball all for the breadth of the whole season. That's a good team.
You know what it is, though, Joe? I feel like I don't want to speak out of turn for any Phillies fans, so please call in and tell me if I'm wrong, but I feel like it's like this. We go as the team energy goes. And I think right now when we look at this team, we're feeding off of what they're saying.
That's fair, yep.
And they're kind of like – nobody has said that when you ask flat out, what's the goal? Goal is always World Series. Mm-hmm. I mean that's a given.
But they're not being as loud about it
as they were in the last couple of years.
Yep.
Because they realize there's a lot going on here. There's a lot at play here. A little bit older. The division has gotten better. You didn't do a whole lot in the offseason.
And they have gone in the playoffs backwards 3 years
ago. Yes, you didn't do a whole lot. So you're banking on this group of guys that's a year older. Has seen a lot of failure in the last couple seasons when they thought they were getting over the hump.
Yep.
They're going through something right now. They still want to win, but they're like, damn. We set out – it's almost like this. And this is how it felt those 3 years that I went to the NFC Championship game. You do everything right to put yourself in position to get everything that you want. They checked all the boxes that they wanted to check last year. Won the division. Won more games than anybody. And they still didn't get over the hump. You know what the hardest thing – the last one that we lost to, we lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I remember thinking to myself, like, damn. And this really went into the decision to go somewhere else because I remember thinking, how can I physically and mentally prepare for failure when I've been this close two times in a row? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I've been this close, and we've done everything perfect. And damn it, the results are still the same. Like, okay, mentally, how can I get past that? Now, you know, once I think back on it, I mean, you ain't got no choice. You have to, and I think that's where this team is right now. You have no choice. Alec Bohm is still here. He has no choice. He has to be better. You know, we talk about Trey Turner. Trey Turner's in a. It hasn't been discussed a whole lot, but you know, it's been a whole lot of fringe conversations. About what are you going to be? Are you going to be the shortstop of the future? How long do you have left? So I think that this team is in transition. I think they want to win. You know what I think this season? Long talking again. But I think this season is going to be a season where there's going to be a lot of changes made quicker than they've been in the past.
Well, I think they have to. I mean, you mentioned they're not a young team, and the window is it's closing, right? I don't know how quickly it is closing, but it's closing. I mean, Schwarber's a free agent after the season. JT, as of right now, is a free agent after the season. I mean, this group is not going to be together forever. 215-592-9494. Are we underrating the Phillies? So that comp you brought up to your teams is interesting because I can understand why some people may have lost faith that your group was going to win the Super Bowl, right? Like, because you got close and you
got close a couple times.
Right. And then I could see why someone in maybe 03 or 04 is like, it's just never going to happen with this group. But you still were one of the best teams in the NFL, and that's the Phillies. Like,
yeah.
We'll see if they can close the deal in October.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But there's a sense of like, we'll see with this team. No, they're good. I mean, they won 95 games last year. They've won more games every season for six straight years. Now, I don't know if they could do that again and get to 97 or 98. I don't know if this stops this year. But they go on the upward trajectory every year, and it feels like this year just the fan base has a different sense. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. We're in Clearwater today. Are we, as a fan base, underrating this Phillies team? We're 10 days until opening day.
You know what it feels like, Joe? It's almost like, say, you're playing, like for all my people that play video games, it's like you playing video games and you're really good at it, and you get to the boss level, and you keep fighting the boss, right? Mm. And every fight you try to learn and adapt something different so that the next time you fight the boss, you'll be better equipped. But as you go through it, you're getting your butt kicked a lot quicker every time. That's kind of how it feels like for them probably. And now this is probably the third or fourth time fighting the boss. So now they're just like, hey, you know what? We've tried it this way. We've tried it that way. That worked. Well, hey, we just going to throw our hands up and get through this regular fight and then wait and see if we can adjust on the fly. We get to the boss.
We got to beat the boss.
Got to beat the boss,
man.
This is the boss level.
215-592-9494. For live Clearwater Philly spring training here. Are we underrating this Phillies team? 10 days till opening day, and there's a sense of like, we'll see what they are this year. No, they're one of the best teams in baseball, and I feel like we haven't said that in months and months here. Kyle, where do you come down on this as the Phillies get ready for a new season? And it doesn't feel like people have the same electricity for this season and this particular team this year.
Yeah, and look, I get it. I understand where the sentiment's coming from. I feel like people are just – it's like the perfect storm of fatigue. You go backwards. You get beaten up in the playoffs all the time. You have an underwhelming offseason. And I just try to look at this from a perspective of if you zoom out and you're a fan of another team, you're not a Phillies fan, you're just a baseball watcher.
Yep.
And you're thinking, what are the five best teams or five teams that can win the World Series in baseball? The Phillies are without a doubt one of them. Now, I know they didn't do the Juan Soto thing, and they didn't make a big splash signing this offseason. I actually really think the Lizardo move is going to end up being really underrated.
Could be. Yep.
And they're going to have guys that come up. You know, you'll have Andrew Painter. Who knows if Taiwan Walker's going to bounce back. I don't know if I can count on that. I think Chris Sanchez takes another step forward. And the lineup is still one of the best lineups in baseball. Now, I get the chase thing, and that's sort of what pisses people off. And that's part of what the fatigue is. It's like, because the only way they're going to be able to do this is if they adjust themselves. And while I get we're not hearing it from them, the urgency, they're not talking about World Series as much, I think we'll see the urgency by their actions this season. I think to the point Hugh made, they're going to make adjustments quicker, whether that's from topper or, you know, upper management. And making changes. And I think the players, too. Like, the players have to sense this. There's no way they're oblivious to the fact that this could be one of the last runs with this core together. I know for a fact that they feel that. And I think we're going to see that throughout the season. So I really do think we're underrating the Phillies. Just as an objective observer, they are one of the best teams in baseball. They can absolutely win the World Series.
I think we're totally underrating them. 215-592-9494. To your point on the offense, they did finish fifth in baseball in runs scored last year. Sometimes because we remember the bad moments and the way
You remember the postseason.
Yeah, you remember the postseason.
They went out and whimper.
Yeah, but they had the fifth most runs in baseball last year. This offense is a good one. And I saw this yesterday. So Tarik Skubal, who's probably the best pitcher in baseball last year, he actually traveled and faced the Phillies here a couple days ago. And the reason he did that is he said, you come on the road in spring and kind of see where you're at by facing really good hitters. And he said he'd put this lineup against anyone in the big leagues. That's the best pitcher in baseball saying that. And like, he's got nothing to gain by saying it unless he believes it. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown starts us off talking some Phillies here. Good morning, Chris.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, man.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, man. We get to have St. Patrick's Day in Clearwater, Chris.
Top of the morning to you.
What's up, Chris?
Guys, Hugh, I need you to do one thing here. I need you to just keep an eye on Kyle there. Make sure he doesn't catch a stomach bug when he's finished with the show. You know, he might be getting a little too Irish this evening.
That kind of stomach bug.
Well, he's got we're done at 2. He's got it.
Well, I mean, he can handle this.
I got plenty of time to recover.
Yeah, he can have the post until 10 o'clock tomorrow. He's good.
Guys, I think fans are a little hesitant to support this team. We've rehashed this, but I just think it's because that first half of the season was so historic. It set such a high expectation that we were going to the World Series, and then they just completely collapsed the second half of the year, and then we're one and down and out in the first round. So I think that's what we're up against. This is a highly, highly talented team. I can promise you that. You guys said a lot of the main things I was going to talk about. I think we're going to have a top three starting pitching rotation in Major League Baseball. I agree Sanchez is going to have a breakout year. I think he's actually going to be in a Cy Young hunting. I don't think he's going to be top five, but I think he's going to get some votes. Lizardo is going to be huge. Lizardo is going to have 10-plus winners. And then the ace up our sleeve is Painter is going to come along, and I think we're all going to be massively surprised when we see him. Hugh, I got something for you because I think you could follow this with baseball. Pitching is key in baseball and winning, and offense is just a luxury. So that's why.
Oh no, we can't do this in another sport.
Don't beat him, though.
Chris, I can't handle this all year long with Hugh when they're not hitting, and I'm upset.
I'm not about to do that.
And he tells me it doesn't matter.
I'm not about to do that because we know pitching matters, but you got to score some runs too. We know that. We definitely know that.
I can't have that fight.
Yeah, but now he's got it in his back pocket, Chris. If he needs it. Now, you've killed us with this. Realize that.
When fans call and complain about, you know, the guy striking out, we're not getting runs, Hugh. Just, keep that in your back pocket. Hitting guys, if you watch the preseason games, they definitely are addressing their plate discipline this spring season. And here's the biggest thing that gives me even more optimism they're going to go further. My last point to you. They had that mirror moment, and that was when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, and they looked at themselves in the mirror and were finally honest with themselves and said, our approach and what we've been doing is not going to do it, and it's changed a lot of these guys' mental makeup and how they view themselves and how they view what they're doing, and I think they finally had that aha moment to change it to a championship type of mentality.
Well, I hope they do. I mean, Chris, and it's a good phone call and a good point, Chris. I hope the Eagles do motivate them. I heard a lot when the morning show, Hugh, and the afternoon show were here a couple weeks ago asking the guys about that. Like, did the Eagles, you know, winning motivate you, or do you see it? I mean, I have to imagine when you were playing, if the Sixers or Phillies or Flyers won in the midst of you guys trying to win, would you have felt a certain way? I'm sure you would have been happy for them, but, like, if they beat you to the finish line.
No, well, the Phillies did the year that they won it.
Yeah.
But I was done playing.
Right.
But it still felt – you wanted to see what the town would feel like if it was an Eagles win. I mean, because that place was electric. And you got to remember, we were going the other way. We were going to the stadium as opposed to going away right. from the stadium. So it was a lot different, man, going through the city, going through down Broad Street, going the other way, going into South Philly, seeing all those people that love baseball the way that they do. I remember when they won here, that was when, you know, people were climbing the poles, jumping off the poles, doing all that kind of crazy stuff. And I could just see the joy in people's eyes, and I was just wondering, what would that feel like to be an Eagles parade?
Well, yeah, I mean, a couple weeks ago when we had the Eagles parade, I thought about the Phillies because, Hugh, they were – if you had asked anyone in this town 2 years ago who's the next team to win
– it would have been the Phillies.
It would have been the Phillies. I mean, they went to back-to-back World Series. They got there before the Eagles. It just did chronologically in that season. Then they got back to the NLCS the next year, and then the Eagles fell apart. I mean, I think entering the 2024 year – if you would have just asked 100 of our listeners who's the next team to win, the Phillies would have got the majority of the yeses or the responses on that side, and it turned out to be it was the Eagles. 215-592-9494. Tom in Middletown is up on WIP. What's up, Tom?
Hey, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hey, what's Tom.
All right, listen, with the Phillies, here's what I'm thinking. Like, I'm not, like, overly excited. They didn't do anything major. But you know what? We won 95 games last year.
Yep.
And just fell flat in a series. Okay, so now if each one of these guys, that we didn't make any changes, like I said, it's still the same lineup. If they all just go back and think, all the instructors of their lives that got them to this major league level, multi-million dollar contract level, and just go back to playing basic baseball. Okay, I think we have the talent on the team. I mean, I think we have the lineup and so on, but we just got to get back to playing baseball instead of being like, okay, yeah, well, we're the Phillies and we're here and we're going to go to the World Series. You've got to earn that.
Well, they do. I mean, and they have to play better in October. I mean, like, Tom, the regular season, we're kind of used to it now. They're good, right? That you said 95 wins last year. They're going to be a good team again. It's October. That's when they have to figure out why it's come to a screeching halt for them 3 years in a row.
Right, and I had to put myself in check saying, like, we didn't make any major moves, major, you know, pickups or anything like that. But we won 95 games last year. We just fell short in a playoff series, which you can't do. And it's basically each player has to put themselves in check and say, what got me this multi-million dollar contract, and go back to, like, their high school coach that taught them something, or, you know, some kind of trainer that their parents paid for. Just go back to basics and just hit the ball, like, and put the ball in play. Don't swing at bad pitches. I'm just perplexed by these major league players that go into these slumps. And I don't know why they do it.
Yeah, and well, I mean, it happens. For them, it seems to happen all at once. And Tom, we appreciate the call. I mean, I think the real thing is, who are the real Phillies, Hugh? Because the first half last year, they looked like one of the greatest Phillies teams ever. Just the record, the pace they were on. Mm-hmm. And then the second half, and we had those, like, are you worried shows every week. Because they weren't playing well for a while. And then it crashed in the playoffs. I think that's part of it, too. Like, which team is the real Phillies? Are they the team that was in the first half last year? Or the team that from, like, July on, they were pretty mediocre. I think that's in people's heads.
Yeah, and I think they're probably thinking about that, too. I think back on the season that they had last year, and there was a lot of telltale signs that the bats were going cold.
Yeah, they were fading.
That nature. And I think probably as a player, because we saw it as fans, and nobody really wanted to talk about it because they were still winning games. Nobody wanted to talk about it.
Yeah, we had our heads buried in the sand.
Yeah, and I think that they probably did, too, and they're like, oh, don't worry about it. We're gonna get it together in the playoffs. Then when the playoffs rolls around, you saw guys, it was one series where it seemed like it was just back-to-back. Guys were chasing pitches
yep.
because they were trying to get the offense going.
Well, that last game against the Mets was a disaster.
Yeah,
I mean, Quintana
yeah,
didn't throw any strikes.
The first yeah. one.
I mean, it was insane.
I think that guys got to the point where you had that going on all season. Then you get into a game is with that kind of magnitude.
Yep.
And now you want to be the guy that's trying to make something happen. And I think they got caught into that a little bit.
Well, the other thing, Kyle, is like so I understand why we do this. We react so strongly to the playoffs.
Right.
It's four games.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Anything can happen in four games. The Dodgers, before they won the World Series last year, they were knocked out in the first round
right.
the year before that. It's almost like we don't believe in this team anymore as much as a fan base because of what happened in these small samples. Like, if the bullpen doesn't blow game one, they're probably up 2-0 going back to Citi Field. The whole thing may have been different. Like, it was a short series.
Yeah, and it wasn't – they didn't lose because the Mets were better than them. Like, they lost because they hurt themselves.
Yeah, well, Trey said that at the end.
Right, and that's, like, that's just the kind of thing that could happen in baseball. And I understand the Dodgers look like a super team right now, but – they could be beaten in a five-game series. If they end up not winning the division, it's a good division. You know, who knows what's going to happen with injuries and stuff. They could lose in the wild card round in a three-game series. Like, it's just the playoffs are such a crapshoot that the Phillies could make a run. It's not out of the realm of possibility that the Phillies get hot again and they make those adjustments. And since they are one of the top five teams in baseball and they do have one of the best rotations in baseball, they could absolutely still go deep.
Yeah, they can. And I think a lot of people should still expect that. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Are we underrating the Phillies? I think we are entering the season as a fan base. You know, nationally, they're not. People out there aren't. You look at power rankings and projections and win totals. The Phillies are still looked at as one of the best teams in baseball. I don't get that sense here. Every conversation we've had on our show, listen to the other shows, this morning with the morning show, talking about, you know, what kind of offseason they had. I mean, like a quarter of the poll this morning voted they had a bad offseason. It wasn't bad. Like, it wasn't electric. They didn't sign major names.
Didn't do a whole lot.
But, yeah, but it was that if you bring back most of a 95-win team, that's not a bad offseason. 215-592-9494. Are we underrating the Phillies? We're live today from Philly Sports Radio. On the other side, we'll take your phone calls here. We got to dive into something Dave Dombrowski said when he was asked about this team a couple weeks ago down here in spring training. And we got to tell you some travel stories that we had yesterday. Yeah, we got to talk about it. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show, live Philly Spring Training in Clearwater on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.